Hello, everyone. Welcome to another...
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Q&A ahead of Game Week 18, or should I say, Sam, what's left of Game Week 18?
Blank Game Week 18.
Is that how you're kind of looking at it? Are you looking at it as a bit of a blank game week, or are you looking at it as hoping that any games are going to go ahead, or do you think, I don't know, I don't really know what... How's your team looking? Have you got players?
Some players.
That's good. Better than some.
I've got some. I've got nine and a free transfer, but one of those nine is Bernardo Silva, who's obviously flagged. So I've maybe got 8.5 players and a free transfer.
I think you'll be all right. I think you just said it was a bit of a... It was a pre-empting, right? And they were 3-0 up at the time, so made sense to kind of take him off.
Yeah, but this is Pep. Like, if it was like, I don't know, any other manager, and they said, oh, you know, it's a... It's preempt, you know, it's not, we're not too worried. It was just precautionary. You go, great, he's going to play. But this is Pep.
Out for the season.
You never know.
You heard it here first. No, let's not scaremonger. There's enough scary things going on without...
Nonsense.
Without our nonsense. So welcome to the Q&A, everyone. If this is your first time here, Sam and I will be taking questions from the chat. You can get your super chats in and we'll make sure we'll answer them. Otherwise, I will just be picking them kind of at random as we go. We're recording this, if you're listening to the podcast, at 12:02 on the 17th, so the day before the deadline. At the moment, there are games going ahead. At the moment, the games going ahead are Aston Villa versus Burnley, Leeds versus Arsenal, Wolves versus Chelsea, Newcastle versus Manchester City, and Spurs versus Liverpool. We are both very aware that some of these games might be off. We're aware that there might not be a Game Week 18. We're aware of all the different things. But we're going to just plough ahead, Sam, and just assume that these games will go ahead and then we can help people make decisions. There's things out of our control. So all we can do is try and work with what we've got up until now. There'll be a team news video that I'll be doing with Neil at 3. We might have some more information then. We might not. Who knows? It is absolute chaos at the moment. But we'll do our best. Right, let's go into the chat. Ignatius Rydankia, favourite live stream of the week, and a fire
Yay.
Emoji. Thank you very much. Matt Francis just says panic and five exclamation marks. Yep. Dave Lister from Red Dwarf says favourite stream of the week and a heart. It's very nice.
Aww.
We get some nice comments sometimes.
This is some love today. This is nice.
Kate Muppet. So who else is completely in the mud this week? Yeah, I mean, I've got nine with a free transfer. Okay.
Don't you think, though, that everyone's in the mud? So, like, this is the way I'm looking at it. We're all in the mud in one way or another. You've either got, you might have 7 players, you might have 10 players. You might have 11, but then you've not got a bench. Like, nobody's got 15. So, we're all in the mud. Just embrace it. The chaos.
There are some people who are in, like, quicksand that's dragging them under, and some people who've just got a bit of, you know, a bit of muddy water on their boots. I mean, I'm seeing people with like five players this week with all the doubts. I'm lucky because I've got 3 Arsenal players, so they help. Going for my Martinelli shout is looking better and better after all the
unbelievable that
after
is.
All the mocking I got from you last week, and well, anyone I told about bringing him in,
my transfer went well last week as well. Though.
They did well. Look, we're both on green arrows.
Yeah,
and you know, 2 more green arrows for us. I think this is the second week in a row we both had greens. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good week, I think, in general for Twitter. Because, I mean, what's the most popular moves? People bringing in Foden, people bringing in Watkins. Mm. I mean, you bringing in Jacob Ramsey for Skip. I mean, that is a hell of a move. That is.
It went well. That couldn't have gone better, to be honest. 4.5 enabler for another and he gets a goal.
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I think, yeah, like you said, I think everyone's in the mud, but you can kind of... get by, because I don't think there's any real massive players that can hurt you this week. I think, you know, Watkins against Burnley looks a really good shout, given, you know, what he did in the last game. I think you can get a couple of Arsenal players in versus Leeds. And then I'd say if you've got Cancelo and, you know, Foden or Bernardo Silva or someone, you're covered for that Spurs game. And then everyone's got the Liverpool players anyway. So looking at these fixtures, is there anyone that, like, you really want that you haven't got that you think you'd... You know what I mean? Like, taking loads of hits to get in Chelsea players in a difficult away match against Wolves doesn't look particularly sensible.
No, particularly when they've got COVID cases there, you know? And this is the thing I keep going back to is that... absolutely. If you want to take a -4 or a -8 to get 11 players, then do. But what what would I feel worse about if I take a minus four and then that game isn't playing, or there's another injury, or there's just another case? Like we've seen at Liverpool, you know, they're fine playing, but they've got a couple of cases that Klopp's confirmed in Van Dijk. Now, if that happens for a player you brought in for a minus four this week, you're going to feel pretty sick about it. So I'm of the opinion that we should just not panic and we should wait until as late as possible, particularly target the players and the teams that are playing on Saturday, because they're going to be the ones that we get the most news about in advance. Because obviously with all situations at the moment, they can change in a heartbeat, can't they? So you can have a player available and then the next morning it's test central. And so going into Saturday, now the kickoff obviously will be delayed because there's no lunchtime kick off, so we have a bit of a later start to the game. Wait as long as possible, make transfers, target Villa, target City, target the players that you're going to get done on Saturday. I'm reluctant to target players like Liverpool, we're already heavily invested in them, but and Spurs, on the basis that it's the last game. And
well, question from Richard Parks, would you go double City midfield? So City have arguably the best fixture at the moment in the league, which isn't anyone playing Newcastle because they're just so ropey defensively. City are, well, they're the second best attack in the league after Liverpool. It's a great looking fixture for them, but you've got the added risk of them playing on Sunday. You've got the slight doubt around Bernardo Silva. You've got Pep rotation anyway. Mm-hmm. And actually, I mean, I'm looking at my midfield. I mean, I've got Foden, Jota, Smith Rowe, Salah, and then I've got Martinelli, but you could easily have kind of another player. Like, there's no, I'm not getting rid of any of those to go double City midfield, but
no.
Would you risk it?
Maybe.
What? Oh, don't sit on the fence.
I'm gonna sit right on the fence there. That was a proper splinter moment.
Maybe. Come on, you can't.
Maybe. I mean, my issue is, and it's always my issue with Manchester City, is there's so many players in that Man City midfield that he could play, right? So we saw Sterling miss out in midweek. That would make me think that he's more safe to start this weekend because he's had a rest in the middle of the week. Obviously, Gundogan had a bit of a rest, came on for Bernardo Silva at half time. I think if you're going to go Foden and another one, then I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that. I probably would risk it. But there might just be safer picks than doubling up this week. That's probably how I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I like Foden and I like Cancelo. And then I don't trust anyone else. I mean, Bernardo Silva, obviously, has been doing really well. He was 7 million. He's now, what, 7-8? He's now approaching Foden's price. I don't think there's any comparison between... We've been saying it for weeks that we both prefer Foden over Bernardo, generally speaking. Now they're kind of the same, around the same price. I don't think Bernardo's a bad option, but would I be taking a hit for him? I mean, we saw with De Bruyne back, Silva plays a lot deeper. We saw that anyway. I mean, he still had a good chance to score. I think he would definitely...
He should have scored.
He would have got something if he'd played 90 minutes, I have no doubt, because everyone on that team potentially would have done. So I think you're unlucky. Yeah. But would I be taking a hit to be bringing in someone who could be... The game could be called off and has a bit of a doubt around them? And
I'm not sure that there's any value in hits this week. No. Honestly, that's honestly my view, is that I won't be taking a hit. I don't... Something major would have to happen in order for me to take a hit. Like if, I don't know, if the Liverpool game went, that would really, I mean, but that affects everyone. So I just don't feel like hits this week are as likely to pay off as maybe they are in a normal game week.
Yeah, no, I agree. So we've had a super chat from Andrew Shaw. Got Bernardo, got Cancelo, minus four to bring on KDB, captain and Watkins. I don't know if this is a brag that he did this last week. I mean, if he did a minus four to bring in KDB, captain and Watkins, fair play. That's unbelievable. Great, great foresight there. If this is a question, like, would you do a minus four to bring in KDB and Watkins? I don't know. Watkins, I think, is a great pick this week. Home game against Burnley, you know, in good form. Price rise is going up. We're going to get the most information. We're going to know if that game is going to go on, I imagine, before the deadline, because it's like an hour and a half before. Like, the Watford game was called off 2 hours before, but that was pretty... I wasn't expecting that to happen.
No, I don't think that will happen. That's not regular. That's not going to happen regularly. No,
surely that won't happen again. So I think we're going to know these, you know, that 3 o'clock game, that Villa game seems to be the one to target for me.
Yeah.
And that's Watkins. That's someone like Cash or Konsa maybe, or Target, you know, Martinez, if you haven't got a goalkeeper, Jacob Ramsey. These are all players that like we're going to know if they play or not. So they seem to be the obvious one. So I really like Watkins. What do you think about De Bruyne?
Because
he was fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, he was fantastic. But his XG in that game was much lower than... So he actually overperformed his stats in that game by quite a long way. But having just said that, it's KDB. And when KDB is in form, we know what he's capable of. He's coming up against a Newcastle side that have been awful defensively. He's on set pieces. There's so much to like about having him, and how often is KDB the kind of differential that he is right now? Like, he's a huge differential. You would also think that having just recovered from COVID, that he would be one of the safer picks to go with in terms of if it's just players testing positive, but games go on around it, he should be one of the safer picks because he's just had it and therefore shouldn't be testing positive again anytime soon. So I actually don't mind that. And as a -4, having said, don't take hits this week, that one, I think if you can do it, I might be tempted with, because Watkins is a fantastic pick this week. And I really do think that KDB might just be about to be the player that we all go, oh, I really want him, but I can't quite afford.
Yeah, I mean, people have got Ronaldo money. People like me. That's your entry route into De Bruyne. I guess the issue is,
do you want to sell Ronaldo? Because don't you want him back next week?
Yeah, if he plays, if there's going to be a game, is anyone, you know, like Spurs look at United, you think, oh, these, how long do you hold these players, like, with all these things going on? There's clearly something going on in the camp, you know,
Manchester United, it's been going on since Tuesday now, well, since before Tuesday, since Sunday, really. So by the time that they next play, or are due to play, which isn't until the 27th, they should be in a much better place by the 27th. But obviously we're not going to know that for definite. So Ronaldo is a really difficult one for me as to whether you sell him or not.
Yeah, I like the De Bruyne move, though. I think he should start. I think he was talking afterwards, and he said, like, the kind of COVID situation, you know, affected him quite a lot. And he's kind of trying to get back into the rhythm of playing and all that kind of stuff. So he got 90 minutes. I don't know if he's going to get another 90. I think he'll probably start, but I think he might get his minutes managed a bit more in this game. But we're looking at times when you can go against Salah. Is a Spurs side at the moment? I mean, Spurs on paper looks a fairly tricky game, Liverpool. But what's the situation? We don't know what's going on. We don't know what players are going to be back. We don't know. Have they been training? Right. It looks like Conte's been holding these, like, mammoth training sessions with the players that are available.
They're all knackered,
and they're all going to be knackered. Yeah, exactly. So they're going into the Liverpool game absolutely shattered. It's a really hard one. It's a hard one to predict. That Liverpool
it is.
Match.
Oh, it is. I mean, the first batch of positive tests, their 10 days should be up on Saturday. So they by the latest Saturday. So they should be, in theory, available. But as we've seen, players aren't always just, you know, oh, I'm fine through COVID and I can train, obviously, on my own at home, and therefore I'm fit and available for the game the next day. We've seen with KDB that's not always the case. Some of them suffer with it, and some of them have longer term effects of it. They don't quite get their heads back in the game straight away. For me, COVID hit Spurs at the worst moment. We were just starting to have rhythm. We were just starting to have momentum. There was just starting to be some consistency in the play. There was just starting to be better defending. There was starting to be better attacking stats. Actually, their XG stats were brilliant for the last couple. Leave Kane aside, the rest of them. And then this happened, and the training facilities are closed, and we lose. So on Monday, I think, or Tuesday when they went back, there was 13 players pictured there. They were up to 14 by the middle of the week. I think there's 16 now. So there's more players available. We'll be able to get out a bench as well for the weekend. The bigger question for me is, how ready are they? Like, yes, they've been doing all these training sessions, but are they actually ready to take on Liverpool? It's not, you know, we're not coming back to an easy game. This is a very, very difficult football match, which we've not played enough football to be match fit and match ready for, is my view. And I do worry about Spurs in this game.
Yeah, as I think you should. Because if Liverpool turn up, I think you're going to be in trouble. Yeah. We had a super chat from Kate Muppet, but it's been deleted. I'm not really sure what's happened there. Kate, if you want to just post it again in the chat, I will look at it when it comes back. I think Nuclear Atoms, our admin's going a bit trigger happy, maybe.
What's he doing?
Or maybe he's got a really good reason. I shouldn't doubt him. Quite a few people in the chat talking about the fact that Pep's press conference has just been cancelled. Apparently he's returned an inconclusive
COVID test. Yeah, I just saw this.
So that's interesting. I mean, it doesn't exactly tell us much about anything. We don't know whether it's positive or not.
Because it's inconclusive.
Because it's inconclusive. So I'm not really sure what we can do with that information. But I guess if that is positive, and that could indicate there might be an outbreak coming into the Man City game, and then that makes hits for players like De Bruyne and bringing in Foden and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Even less appealing. So, yeah, something to just to bear in mind. Well, my question. Tootsie Footsie, did you progress in the cup? I did. Oh, there's so many new cups now. Have you seen all the new cups they've added?
Yeah, but so okay. So this is my like secret FPL thing. I love the cup. Like
love
I'm obsessive
cup.
By it. Like I don't all these other cups. I'm not so bothered about, but the overall cup. Yeah. I love it, and I get really upset if I go out and I'm like pretty sad about it. Like I've religiously check what's happening. So yesterday I was actually quite worried because I had a massive lead, but the guy I was playing had loads of players playing last night. So he had like Havertz and he had Reece James, and then obviously Havertz didn't play, and I was like, I might just get away with this, and yeah, got through.
Oh, if you'd gone out in the first, is it the first round or the second?
Second round.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't really care about the cup until it gets quite late on. If you get like 10 game weeks in, it's like, oh, actually, I don't really want to go out. It's interesting last year because we had two people in the community, in like the FPL community, you know, who were like in the semi-finals of it.
Yeah.
Competing against each other. And that was fun. Like when you actually have people get into that stage and there's engaged people and it's not just a lottery. Do you remember it? The year before when it was a coin flip every week because COVID happened, and so that all the game weeks were kind of carrying
on. Go out on a coin toss.
And so it lay, there was like 15 weeks of coin tosses or whatever it was. Yeah, that was fun.
Love it. I just love it. I love the fact that like you look at it and you think, is this a real team? Is this a dead team? Like, am I playing? And then when you come up with somebody that you can see is playing it because it's like a really decent team, it's like, yes, bring it on.
Yeah. Yeah, or it's going out to people who bring in like Jacob Ramsey, for example. That's when it's
yeah, that guy who I played yesterday is probably like, what is this God's person? Sake. How on earth have they brought in Jacob Ramsey?
Zanti Nakamba says, I'm down to 9 players. Should I take a hit? I mean, I'm on 9. I'm planning on bringing Watkins in for Ronaldo. But my issue is, if I take a hit then, I'm going to have to upgrade one of Ben Johnson or Livramento, which is fine on paper, but it means I can't then move Watkins back to Ronaldo for when I want him. So I think when you're taking if you're taking a hit and it's just like a kind of sideways move, so I'm seeing like Antonio for Watkins, for example.
That's what I think I'm going to do.
Yeah, ignoring like Antonio's price rises or whatever, that doesn't kind of change the structure of your team so much. I think you need to be careful about taking loads of hits and decimating the squad structure you've got if you're kind of happy with it. Because in theory, you're going to want to get it back to that when the games start playing again, or when games get called off. You don't want to you don't want to butcher your team basically just to get a team. And like I said, I think the Villa Burnley game looks good, the Arsenal game looks good, and the City game looks good, but it's hard to predict.
It's difficult, isn't it? Lee and I were having this exact conversation because I was saying, selling Ronaldo is easy. It's very easy to sell Ronaldo. You can get whoever you want for a hit. My issue is, if you sell Ronaldo, what is your plan? Because at some point, with the fixtures the way they are and some double game weeks incoming, you're going to want to own Ronaldo again. And if you take that money and hit it across the rest of your team, you're then hitting it back across the rest of your team to bring him back in, which defeats the point of having him for double game weeks, really. Because if you take a -4 or -8 this week, that's effectively a minus 8 or 16 when you bring him back and reverse it all in a week's time or 2 weeks' time. Mm. Well, that's my issue.
If United's next game goes ahead, it's Newcastle away. If the game goes ahead after that, it's Burnley at home. So the next two fixtures look so good for Ronaldo. I mean, the good thing about Watkins is the fixtures are good. So he's got Burnley at home this week. Then it's Chelsea, which, okay, isn't that good. But then it's Leeds and Brentford. So you could, if you're happy just to get rid of Ronaldo and get in a player for like three or four games, I think Watkins is still a good shout. But yeah. I want Ronaldo for those two matches. So if I sell him, I want a way to bring him back quickly. Yeah, so I think I'm going to be going into this with 10.
And I also don't think, I might be completely wrong, but my view is that the majority of FPL managers will be going into this game without a full 11. I don't think there will be many that get a really decent foot. You might get lucky if you've got like, if your benched players are all playing, like if you don't have Livramento and instead you have like, oh, I don't know, like one of the Burnley boys, or you know, you've got Brownhill instead of whoever. You might get lucky, but most people will not have a full 11 out this week. Mm. And we don't know what's going to happen after the deadline either. So I wouldn't panic about having 9, having 10. If you've got 5, then you've probably got to do something about it. But if you've got 9, 10, I think that's okay.
Yeah. Kate Muppet's back. 6 players, of which 2 are flagged. Do players in that situation just ride it out? 1 transfer and 0.3.
That's hard.
I'm trying to make sense of it. So, Kate, are you saying you've got 6 players and 2 are flagged?
So you've actually got 4, so you've got potentially
4 players. I mean, if that is just... I'll just wait for Kate to confirm that before we talk about it. But yeah, I mean, that is a difficult one. And actually, we have had a question that I've been waiting for. I'm supposed to do it this long. From Kenny Zane Ali, saying, should I use my free hit as I have no bench and only 8 playing players? I had a feeling this question was going to be asked. So I asked you for a free hit team. This is the one you put together. So it's Ramsdale and Hennessy, Rudiger, Trent, Cancelo, Target, Regulon, interesting, Salah, Smith Rowe, Jota, your mate Ramsey, Foden, and then Watkins, Wood and Lacazette. So firstly, do you like the idea of a free hit this week? I know what your answer is going to be, but I'll ask it anyway. And secondly, why, you know, well, we can talk about some of these players afterwards, but yeah, did you think a free hit is sensible this week?
It's not even across my mind, to be honest, until you
What if
said...
you had 4 players like Kate?
So, I'll tell you my issue with the free hit this week. For me, the chips are the perfect opportunity to be aggressive with FPL. They are the moments where you can really benefit from double game weeks. They are the moment where you can, even in a single game week, where you can drive yourself ahead of the curve. So, free hit in a double, perfect. Triple captain in a double, or a single game week, also fine. If you play the free hit chip in a blank, it can help massively if you've got like 3 players. And last year, I did play it in a blank game week because I had like 3 players or something ridiculous. So I had no choice. But normally, I prefer to have it and play it aggressively. Use it in a double to target the majority or the most points as you can. Looking at the teams that are available this time around, how many of those free hit players that you're going to bring in aren't already in your team? So you're likely to already have at least a couple of Liverpool and probably a couple of Manchester City. Most managers have also got an Arsenal player or 2 thrown in the mix there somewhere. And you might have already gone for an Aston Villa one at some point over the last couple of weeks because they've been popular. So at that stage, you've got half a team already that you've probably got. So you might have 5, 6, 7 of them in your team. That means that you're basically free hitting to bring in 3 players, of which there's no guarantee that they will definitely play, apart from probably Aston Villa in that early game. And I'm not sure that these are the players that we should really be trusting. You know, you look at like Chris Wood, who's in mine. But do I really want to trust Chris Wood in this game week? Not really, but he's the only... When you're looking at forwards, it's such slim pickings up there. I think Watkins and Lacazette are good picks for this week. But for the third...
I have pretty much exclusively only used my free hit in blank game weeks.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because when it comes to double game weeks, you've got the triple captain, you've got, you know, you wild card into
it. There's going to be so many doubles this year, though.
But that's the difference this year, isn't it? Is that we are potentially going to have more double game weeks. But
yeah.
If they're spread out, free hitting when you've got a decent 11 to free hit to another 11 always worries me. Because I see teams that free hit and lose points. Because the players they bring in. Whereas when you do it in a blank game week, you're pretty much guaranteeing the fact that you're going to outscore the score that you had before.
Would you do it this week?
If I had four players, yes. Definitely.
What would be the minimum players that you would want?
I think if I had six players or under this week. So that would be one free transfer. So that'd be getting seven out. I think if I had seven and using my transfer, I think I'd consider it. Because to get more players, you're going to have to change your squad structure around, and I don't really want to do that anyway. If I had four, though, I think it's a no brainer to do it.
Well, I think if you've got four, you're going to have to free hit.
You
honest.
Have to,
unless you've still got your wild card, and then you just change your team on a wild card,
and
you're going to get another one.
Yeah, exactly. I think there, although it is slim pickings, I think there's enough there to be okay. I think you can go three Arsenal, you can go three City. And you can go three Villa. That's nine. And they've got good games. They've got decent games. You know, you know pretty much you're gonna know whether you're gonna get your Arsenal, your Villa players tomorrow before the deadline.
Mm, that's true.
And then you're taking the punt on City, and then a couple of ones spread around. I think it's viable this week. It's a blank game week. It's the way to look at it. You've just got that extra uncertainty about the games on Sunday. It just depends how messed up your team is. If you've got, like you say though, if you've got seven or eight. You know, players and the transfers, so you're going to be going into this game with 8, 9, 10. I don't think it's worth it. But when you're down to like six players,
yeah,
I think
you can see the value if you've got no players. I can see the value of using it if you're in the 5, 6 category. But I don't know. I just look at the players and I think there's not many that you couldn't target on a free. Right? If you had six, got one free transfer, you could get seven. Even if I'd be more inclined to take a -4 at that point. To get eight than I would to free hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 7-8 is the debatable thing, but any less than that, I think, is when you do it. I'll just show my free hit team quickly. So I went with Martinez in goal, Dubravka's backup, Reece James, Trent, Cancelo, Tierney, Target. You could play any three of those, really. I went for Saka over Smith-Rowe, just because I think he's a bit safer to start. Mount, Salah, Jota, Foden, Watkins, Lacazette.
Where's Martinelli gone?
And Gelhart. Yeah, well, you know, I put Lacazette and Tierney in, so I only had one space. And so I just went for the safest pick because we could see Odegaard and Smith Rowe and Martinelli. You know, you wouldn't be surprised if one of those missed out. But Saka is so vital to that team. I mean, they're all playing really well. And don't get me wrong, getting Martinelli, the amount of... I think the problem with like Fantasy Scout forums and Twitter and stuff is when you try and be a bit different, you get so much stick for it. So it encourages this kind of like template to form. And, you know, it can put you off. Because if I'd got Martinelli in and he'd been benched and then I'm getting loads of messages being like, oh, you're an idiot. Why are you trying to be too clever? Blah, blah, blah. I had someone saying, when I was doing my like switches for like Kane out and then Ronaldo in and all that kind of stuff, I had someone DM me and said, you need to be more humble with your transfers.
What does that mean?
He was like saying I was being arrogant because I was like changing my forwards around. It's like, how can you be like, it's just nonsense. All I'm trying to do is just trying to get points. There's nothing about being arrogant or humble with my transfers. Getting in Martinelli wasn't me being arrogant. It was just me backing a player that I thought was going to do all right over the next few weeks. So, yeah, it is funny. So, yeah, I don't really know what my point is here, but this isn't even answering a question, so even the Q&A. But if you've got a feeling about a player, go for it. That's kind of what I'm trying to get to. Our teams are fairly similar, really.
I think all free hit teams will be fairly similar.
They will be.
If you free hit, they'll be fairly similar.
I think De Bruyne is the one that could come in and potentially shake things up a bit.
Sterling as well when I was making mine, because having had a rest in midweek, I do think Sterling could be a really good pick if you're free hitting, and I probably should have put him in there, but played a bit safe and went Foden.
If Sterling or De Bruyne, if you nail that pick of Sterling or De Bruyne.
You
could give him the captaincy. The match goes ahead, and they play Newcastle. You could be in for a big haul there. Mienna Sidom says, "Hi guys, love the show. Show? Would you call this a show, Sam? Quite like that.
We can put on a show if you like.
Oh, we always do. We get the little pom poms out. It's going to say tassels then. Another weird way my mind went. I have nine with Hwang and Silva. What do you think of Bowen for an Arsenal mid with Smith Rowe or Ronaldo for Watkins or both for a minus four? So basically, he's got Hwang and Silva, both,
right.
both a doubt.
Yeah.
What do you think of... Okay, hang on. What do you think of Bowen
and Silva
out?
Too. Oh, Bowen out?
Bowen out for an Arsenal mid or okay. Ronaldo out for Watkins or Lacazette
what's,
or both.
What have Silva and Hwang got there?
I think he's saying he's got nine with two doubts, essentially, because they're both flagged.
So he's not taking them out because they might play?
Yes.
Which they're, makes sense.
They're staying. So would you do Bowen out for an Arsenal midfielder or
yes.
Ronaldo out for Watkins or both for minus four?
I'd do Bowen out for an Arsenal mid.
Which one? That is the tricky one.
If you want to be set, just Saka. Saka's the safe one. But I do still think Smith Rowe is a really good pick.
I think Mianis Adams got Smith Rowe because he says with...
Got him.
With Smith Rowe, yeah.
Oh, so adding another Arsenal midfielder to Smith Rowe. Well, then I'd add Saka.
Yeah.
I'd prefer... Because I'd be thinking about it more longer term and... I still maintain that you're going to want Ronaldo if that game goes ahead in game week, what will that be, 19?
But you could do, this is what I mean.
Bring him back.
Because you could bring him back. If you did Ronaldo to Watkins, which I'm going to do this week,
But leave the money.
But leave the money. Because then Bowen to Saka doesn't take up more budget. So you can easily then do Watkins back to Ronaldo if that game
that's true
goes ahead. Because it's Chelsea next for Watkins as well. So
that's
true. Quite an easy move. If it was like Bowen going up to someone, then you wouldn't have the money necessarily to get Ronaldo back. So then this is what I mean about the squad structure. So I would do both. I'd do Bowen to Saka and Ronaldo to Watkins. That'd be my moves for minus four.
Yeah.
And that potentially gets you 11 if everyone gets out as well. Been in a good position.
Yeah, as long as you're not using the Ronaldo money, then I'm all right with that.
Yep. I've seen a few questions about Gabriel Jesus. Dixie Normaz is asking about him. Arda Uza is asking about him. Tartan Gaming says, Az is a legend. I'm too humble to be called a legend.
Do not tell him that. We have to work with him. He'd be a nightmare. He'll be going out there in our team chat later. They said I'm a legend and I'll be there going for God's sake.
Screenshotted that one. It's going up on the wall. But enough about me being brilliant. Gabriel Jesus, Sam, what do you reckon? Mahrez played in the last game, played well. Do you expect Jesus to come back in on the right-hand side or go up front? Or do you think it's just a bit too risky?
I think it's too risky because I think, you know, if he's going to... So, yes, he could bring him back in, but I still think there's better options at Man City. Even if he starts, I still think there are better options that you could go with at City than him.
Yeah.
Like Foden, like potentially even Sterling this week.
I think it's just the fact that people are...
It's because it's a forward, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it's just because people are looking at their forwards and decimation. Antonio's out. I mean, all three of my forwards are out this week. Antonio, King and Ronaldo.
Yeah, same as mine.
Yeah, so I want to bring in a forward, but I look at the list and there's no one I want other than Watkins. Lacazette is the only one that's a slight like potential. So then you are looking at things like Jesus or... I mean, that's it. It's Jesus, Lacazette, Watkins, Chris Wood. That is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like it. I wouldn't be moving for Jesus. I think there's way too much areas. I mean, you've got Foden that can play there. You've got Sterling that can play there.
Yeah.
Jesus can play there. You know, it's too much of a gamble. Go for one of the other ones and, yeah, just don't worry about it. Oh, someone's complimenting you now. Of course they are. Paul Cook says you're a legend too, Sam.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Could you also screenshot that one?
Chris is in the chat. El Fozzy, he says go for Lacazette.
Oh, here he is.
Of course he is.
He won't be enjoying everyone calling you a legend, will he?
He won't, no. He's my biggest critic, I think.
You're going to get fired at the end of this stream.
It's been coming. No, it's all right. He's ahead of me in the mods and cons at the moment, so... You know, I did overtake him briefly when he had about 8 points from last game week, but he had Mason Mount coming in, which was a which was a shame.
What great pick he's been.
I know, yeah. He's been really good, hasn't he? I nearly went for him, but didn't.
It's interesting, actually, because he's not coming up a lot in conversation for the weekend either, Mason Mount. Like,
no. I mean, Wolves is a tricky game.
It is, but equally, the form that Mason Mount is in, I think he could be a great pick.
Yeah. I think we're definitely going to see people investing in him this week because, you know, he's got a game at the moment. He's got a game. So, yeah, I do like him. What are Chelsea's fixtures like after this? They are Aston Villa away, Brighton at home, and then Liverpool, City, Tottenham, and then two blanks. Not a great run of games. But
in good form.
If you haven't got anyone in midfield and you're looking for someone, then I think it's probably the one to go for. Angus Chow, should I do Bernardo to Gundogan? Don't like that. I don't like that. I'd keep.
We also, the problem is with Bernardo, we're not going to really know a lot, are we now? Because if Guardiola's not going to speak, then we're not going to know too much about it. I think I'm just going to hold Bernardo, you know?
Well, the trouble with selling him is you can lose any value you've got tied up in him. Which, if you got him a few weeks ago, is, you know, could be 0.3, 0.4.
It's a bad injury. Even if he misses this week, I don't think it's not. Like, it's not going to be out long term, is it?
Yeah, well, Pep said it's purely precautionary. Yeah. It was just a bit of a risk. It doesn't sound like he's got anything wrong with him. I think he's going
to
be fine.
He ran around fine. I was surprised to see him go off, to be honest.
It's the kind of move that you do, and then next on Sunday, Gundogan is on the bench and Bernardo starts, and you think, definitely shouldn't have done that. I'd keep Silver. I still think Silver's a good pick. I think now he's approaching the 8 million mark. That's more than I'm willing to pay for him to bring him in. I think Foden's a better shout, and I think Cancelo's fine. I'm happy with those two. But if you got him at like 7 or 7.2, 7.3, I think you stick with him. He'll tick over. He'll tick over nicely for it. Let's have a look, see if there's any more questions. Torga Lowe, transfer in Ramsdale for Guaita. Yeah, Ramsdale is going to see significant investment now. I just love there's all these people that have avoided him. Mark, for example, he calls him Grimsdale. He's not a fan. Mark's very funny when he's talking about Ramsdale. He basically thinks that Ramsdale deliberately over like dramatizes everything.
Lee thinks the same.
Yeah,
Lee thinks he likes to make good saves for the camera.
Yeah. But
which is sort of true.
But
he does do that.
But isn't that perfect for FPL? Like if he could just catch it, but he chooses to make a spectacular save and he gets an extra save point, why are you complaining? Yeah.
Like these. No, exactly. But we both own him. So, you know, I think so. What I would say about that transfer is just do it, because last season making a goalkeeper change is a really unsexy thing to do. Like, it's really boring and nobody really wants to do it. You'd rather just leave your goalies and let them be. And last season, I was pretty stubborn, to be honest, about not wasting a transfer on a goalkeeper. And so I didn't do the Martinez thing for ages. And week upon week upon week, I was like, this is killing me every week. He is destroying my rank, every clean sheet, every save point, every bonus point. And in the end, I did it, but I did it too late, to be honest. And this season, once Ramsdale started banging, I was like, I've just got to put an end to this now. We just got to deal with it and get on him. Because if he continues like this, it's only going to hurt. This game week, he is going to be the most popular goalie by a long way. And not having him will hurt. So just do the move.
He's still only 17% owned.
But he won't be by Saturday.
It was obvious to me at around game week, I don't know, 8 or 9 or 10 or something, that he was easily the best goalkeeper to own. Because he had the best saves per minute of all goalkeepers. Yeah. Arsenal were really good defensively at home, particularly away. They're all over the place, but at home they're playing really well.
Yeah.
And you get every year, you get these goalkeepers who just somehow manage to find their way. So bonus points and 11 points when they keep a clean sheet. We've had it with Martinez, we've had it with Pope, we've had it with Tom Heaton, we've had it with De Gea. Like, the goalkeeper shouldn't be a stressful position.
But
it is.
Do it, leave it.
Unless you haven't got the one goalkeeper that there is every year, just getting points every week. Just get him. I can understand why people dislike him, because they see him getting 11 points every week. But if you're getting his 11 points every week, suddenly you don't hate him so much. You know?
I just do it, to be honest. Just do the Ramsdale move. You won't look back. I haven't.
Nope. Tamar Ramadan says Jimenez in on the free hit. Yeah, he's someone that I hadn't considered. I mean, he's playing Chelsea. Chelsea's defensive, you know, defence is really poor at the moment.
Yeah, without Kovacic and Kante, they've really struggled defensively, and obviously they lost Chilwell. So Huang got a bit of an injury. You'd expect Jimenez to come straight back in. I mean, he's just suspended. I would expect him to come straight back in.
Yeah, he will.
Also, I was reading somewhere about how Wolves have got the highest number of vaccinated players in their squad, and is therefore it should... Yeah, so apparently it should spread less quickly across the Wolves team than
I think Liverpool. Liverpool's like, I think Klopp was saying like 99% or something as well. He's a big advocate.
Because they're big advocates, and I think Lars as well. So I think Wolves could be a decent investment. I mean, yes, it's Chelsea, but Chelsea, their underlying stats defensively haven't been great for a couple of weeks now. I think you could get at that Chelsea defence. And Jimenez, he won't ever... Look, it's Jimenez. He's never going to return you a hat-trick. He's probably not going to brace. But could he pick you up, one goal, and get you a nice six-pointer at a time when no one else has really got him? Yes, he could,
He wasn't really someone I was thinking about. But when you were looking at Jimenez or Chris Wood, I think I'd pick Jimenez at the moment. I mean, Wolves' attack is poor. That's what Philip Norris says, which is very true. They are... we didn't think this was going to happen under Large, but it has happened. They're a good defensive side, but not scoring goals. But I fancy Wolves to get a goal against Chelsea. I fancy anyone to score against Chelsea, which is very different to how it was a couple of weeks ago. Noam Jacoby. Hi, guys. You now worry for Man City assets after Newcastle. They faced two COVID hit teams and also when is the next Black Box? Stay safe. I can confirm next Black Box will be next Thursday and Mark is back. So everyone will be happy to know that Mark will be back next week.
With Ramsdale in his team?
I hope so much. I don't see how he can avoid him. He's still got Guaito. He's going to have to move for someone. He'll probably try and be clever and move for like Martinez or someone else. I just think he's not the kind of person to back that, especially when he's trying to catch me up as well. He will see that as a big forfeit if he goes for Ramsdale. I'd love him if he did it. He was talking about getting Smith Rowe in the other week. That amused me as well. Just keep buying my players, Mark. You're only 80 points behind me. Don't worry about it. So everyone will be happy to know Mark's back. But the other question was Man City assets. They face two COVID hit teams next two. So, yeah, we're a bit worried about all the games. Then it's Leicester and then it's Brentford. So that's a very good point. They are two teams that are kind of suffering with it at the moment. In some ways, though, I mean, the Leicester game's on the 26th. So that's, 9 days away. You would think they would start to be getting a lid on it at that point.
I mean, they certainly should be. It's been getting bad this week, obviously, at Leicester. But by then, I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? At the moment, fixtures are thick and fast. I get that. But actually, after this weekend, we do then get a break because it's obviously not until Boxing Day. Manchester United not until the 27th. So we should be getting a decent amount of time for these players to have their isolation periods and get back to training and be ready for those matches. So will that be as easy a game as it should be? If they were playing Leicester City now, it would be an easy game for them. But will it be in 9 days' time?
I mean, probably. They can't defend Leicester this season.
I mean, it probably should, but I don't know if there'll be that much. I guess my point is I don't know that Leicester will be really weakened. They should have their team back. So I still think they're worth investing in Man City, though. Definitely.
Yeah. I don't think we can worry about the future. And that sounds sounds really deep and stuff, but it's not really. I just think there's so much uncertainty that we don't even know. It could be that all the games get postponed and things don't happen. I think, at the moment you've got a Man City team with a game against Newcastle on Sunday, which is currently going ahead. If you haven't got a Man City midfielder, I think getting one is probably a priority for you this week. I still like Foden, but I think De Bruyne's a good option. Silva's fine, Gundogan, any of them. I think you need to have one in.
Yeah.
Just because if that game does go ahead and you haven't got any City attackers and City win,
it's going to be horrible.
It's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
So it's a good point to think ahead. But I mean, Brentford are on the 29th of December.
There's only so far you can think ahead at the moment, though.
Yeah.
You kind of have to take FPL one game week at a time right now and make those decisions based upon what we know at each point.
Yep, absolutely. We've done 45 minutes, so we're just going to take one more super chat. This is from Angelo Davies. Have three City, three Liverpool, Smith Rowe and Wilson, including Foden and Watkins. No goalkeeper, considering taking a hit for Foster to Ramsdale. And Tyrant Lamptey to Ben White. Or should I just do one of the two? Your thoughts. Love the show. Another person calling it a show. I think we should start building this as a show. I like that. So essentially he's got...
So he's got six, seven, he's got eight?
Yeah, got eight players, but no goalkeeper. So Foster to Ramsdale.
Do that. Definitely do that.
I seem to think Lamptey to White...
I don't know about that one, you know, because I'm not sure that it's worth it for a -4 for White.
White's ceiling is six.
Six. So what's he? So you're going to get two out of him. Now, yes, two could be really important if it's a really ridiculous week, which it looks like it might be. But I don't think it's that important. 2 points. I would rather have Nought and have Lamptey, who's got a much higher ceiling for the game weeks that subsequently follow. I would just do the Ramsdale.
Completely agree. And I think, you know, amongst all this carnage, actually these kind of rest periods for Lamptey are good because it means he's getting the rest that he would otherwise wouldn't have done, which is...
Yes.
Yeah, I'd definitely rather have Lamptey than Ben White going forward. Mm-hmm. But I would do the goalkeeper move for a hit.
Yeah.
What's the Ramsdale?
Me too.
Yep. Excellent. Sam, thank you so much. Good luck with Game Week 18, whatever's left of it. Good luck to everyone listening as well. I'll be back with Neil for the team news at 3 o'clock, so we'll try and clear up any... lingering questions about that, but I expect there's going to be a lot of uncertainty still, but we'll do our best. But Sam, hopefully, as long as everything carries on, we'll be back again next week.
Well, I won't be back next week.
Oh, no, of course you won't be. No, you're hopefully off.
Hopefully. I won't be back next week. But I will be back the week after.
I will be recruiting. Oh, well, Chris said he was up for it, so it might be Chris and I.
It'll be a very different... I mean, maybe Chris could wear a wig or something, like...
Chris is eccentric enough. I don't think he needs a wig as well.
And to be me. But I'll be back after Christmas.
Perfect. Well, enjoy your time off. Hopefully, no problems. And